Last week, Finance Minister Nicola Willis announced a $190 million social investment fund that will invest in at least 20 social service initiatives over the next year. Three projects will receive initial funding, and an Autism New Zealand program providing early support to 50 families, an expansion of Emerge Aotearoa's work with at-risk youth, and Hei Purina Whare, a data-informed program to support at-risk Māori. Social investment is a policy that has been seen from previous national governments, largely associated with former Prime Minister Bill English. Under English, the policy involved using data to calculate which groups of people cost the government the most over a lifetime, interventions aimed at reducing the cost and then targeted at those people. However, critics say this often leads to fiscal outcomes being valued over social outcomes or profit over people. This time around, the government claims they'll focus on social outcomes over financial ones, but the policy's real effects are yet to be seen. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Associate Professor in Environment, Tom Baker, about the fund and how we can expect it to take effect this time around. For those who haven't come across the concept, can you explain what a social investment is?
A social investment is a term that tries to distinguish certain kinds of social or public spending from regular public spending. The term's meant to imply that social spending in general services present needs, while social investments try to spend money in the present to achieve a return, a social or a fiscal return into the future. So there's a forward-looking, future-looking focus to the term social investment that people in government use to distinguish it from more presently focused forms of social spending.
Is it correct to say that this policy uses data to calculate which groups of people are going to cost the government the most amount, and then the government intervenes to save those costs?
That has been a focus of social investment thinking within the New Zealand government over a period of several years that predates the current national-led coalition government. The focus under Bill English during his time as finance minister and prime minister was to focus in on relatively small populations that have disproportionate costs to the public, such that there's a fiscal and also a social motivation for better addressing the needs of those particular populations. It remains to be seen whether that emphasis on fiscal returns, on savings to government, will be a big focus of the current government social investment agenda. And they've certainly indicated in their public statements a wariness of having their social investment priorities and their social investment approach painted as being solely about financial returns or fiscal returns, that they do seem to be emphasising that social returns must be at the forefront, even if social returns often lead to fiscal returns as well.
It does sort of lead into the next question I was going to ask, which is, does this system often value financial gain or savings over social outcomes of individuals?
It's a difficult question to answer in a definitive way because it depends on the priorities of the government that are in power. In certain parts of the world, social investment thinking and the term social investment has been around since the 60s onwards, so it's certainly not a new idea. And in places like Scandinavia, then there is a very strong social emphasis and not much of an emphasis on fiscal return. In New Zealand, in recent history, being a different context, a different political and perhaps even economic context, that there has been a stronger emphasis on fiscal returns alongside social returns. What happens with the current government social investment fund and social investment agency remains to be seen, but at least there is a rhetorical emphasis so far on emphasising social returns and having fiscal returns as a secondary concern, rather than the previous national government and their social investment approach, which was characterised by many people, researchers and otherwise, as having a strong focus on fiscal returns, almost coming ahead of a focus on social returns.
Although this government has emphasised that they want social returns to be at the forefront of the system, based on what we've seen from them in their term so far, do you believe that this will be the case? And are there any other outcomes that you expect?
I think it will be important to monitor what happens with the Social Investment Fund and Social Investment Agency closely, because of the link to what government is doing outside of the Social Investment Fund, outside of the Social Investment Agency, that might sit at cross purposes with what's happening within the Social Investment Agency and Fund. The government has said that the Social Investment Fund recently announced has a focus on putting a fence at the top of the cliff, if you like, to stop people, you know, through early intervention, stop people getting into situations that are difficult for them and that are, of course, costly for government. What one could be concerned about is that at the same time as government is spending money on these social investment fences at the top of the cliff, other decisions that government makes are making the cliffs steeper and larger. So I think it will be important to monitor whether the Social Investment Fund is doing something that is quite different to what's happening elsewhere with government spending, and that those two areas come to contradict each other rather than complement each other. I think it would be good to see government spending on the social sector in general align with the kind of approach that the Social Investment Agency is taking, rather than potentially contradict that approach or undermine that approach.
Andrew Costa, the Social Investment Agency chief exec, has admitted the system is fairly disruptive and, frankly, reasonably risky in terms of being able to pull it off, but the government wants to embed it and prove that they can do this. Why does he describe it as risky? What risks come with this?
One risk is that government runs on short cycles, election cycles, and they need to demonstrate outcomes to the electorate, yet social investment by definition is future focused, is long term focused. So there is this tension between government having to demonstrate over the short term that it's achieving worthy goals in the eyes of the public, but the timescale of change in the lives of human beings that come to intersect with the social investment approach and social investment spending, they won't conform to 3-year election cycles. So part of what Andrew Costa is referring to, I think, is this tension between the short and the long term, the long term nature of social investment and the short term nature of political priorities. So I'd imagine he'd be very much focused on trying to demonstrate that incremental goals are being achieved and trying to get some runs on the board for social investment such that it outlives changes in government.
One of the projects that will receive initial funding from the fund is Hei Puringa Whare, a data-informed program to support at-risk Māori. Is this not at odds with the government directive to avoid policy considerations based on race or tetiriti?
I couldn't speak to that. I would imagine the Social Investment Agency has received many different proposals from different social sector organisations, and it has its own criteria for what it would seek to fund, which from what I can gather is around a prevention focus, a long-term focus, a focus on using data to prove the efficacy of the intervention. So the Social Investment Agency would no doubt have its own priorities and its own ability to choose within, you know, parameters prescribed by government what it seeks to fund.
That was the University of Auckland's Associate Professor in Environment, Tom Baker, on the government's Social Investment Fund and what we can expect to see from it this time around.